بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من كان يريد العزة فإن العزة لله صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, or mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, we find in the Quran Majeed many, many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the resurrection, qiyamah, the day of qiyamah will occur throughout the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave various proofs to the mushrikeen of Makkah who disbelieved in the event like Qiyamah taking place and resurrection. They rejected it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives many, many proofs in the Quran, logical proofs, that Allah will, after giving us death, Allah will raise us again on the day of Qiyamah. وَاللَّهُ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ الرِّيَاحَ فَتُثِيرُ سَحَابًا فَسُقْنَاهُ إِلَى بَلَدٍ مَيِّتٍ فَأَحْيِنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا كَذَلِكَ النُّشُور. Allah explains this nushur, resurrection, that Allah has sent down rains, Allah has sent down this wind, and the wind pushes the clouds that carry the rain, that carry the water, far and wide. And through this, the clouds burst and the rain falls on that ground which was dry, it was a dry piece of land, and the water soaks in, and afterwards obviously crops grow, trees grow, grass grows. So Allah says in a similar way, you'll be resurrected. After your body is a decayed, you are in the qabr, after your person dies, then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will reconstruct us, and we will be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of resurrection. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this for the disbelievers to believe in Allah Rabbul Izzat, to have iman in Allah and in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and on the day of Qiyamah. So if a person wishes to have honor, glory on the day of Qiyamah especially, and not to be humiliated, and not to be disgraced, then he has to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has to do all those things that will save him from humiliation. And therefore, in the very next verse, verse number 10, Surah Fatir, in the 22nd juz of the Quran, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعِزَّةِ فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. The mushrikeen, they would say, like in Surah Maryam, وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً لِيَكُونُ لَهُمْ عِزَّةً. The mushrikeen, they would mock the believers, the poor believers. And like Mawlana Shabir Ahmad Usmani, Rahmatullah Ali, is mentioned in Tafsir Usmani, that they would look down upon these poor believers and they would say, see, in the dunya, all the homes that we have, and the wealth we have, and the honor we have, is much more than what you have. And if you see there is a day of resurrection, mockingly they would say, then we got no stress because we have taken these idols that we worship, and they will be a source of assistance to us. They will be a source of izzah, honor and glory to us. And therefore Allah refused this. And Allah says, Man kana yuridu al-izzah, whoever wants honor, glory, in this world and in the hereafter, then honor and glory is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody else. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was troubled by his enemy. The mushrikeen would taunt him, cause him pain. Allah says, فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ إِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Don't be bothered about the sarcastic remarks that these mushrikeen make. They call you a magician, they call you a madman, ma'adallah, and they hurt you, they persecute you, and they trouble you. Honor and glory is only by Allah. The munafiqeen, they discarded the company of the believers, the hypocrites. They went to the disbelievers and they became their friends, thinking that they had glory by them. Allah says in the Quran, أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. That these hypocrites feel and they believe that the disbelievers have honor and glory in this world? Never. In this world, hereafter, glory and honor only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want honor and glory, you got to seek it from Allah. Honor and glory only belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah thereafter, Allah gives honor to that person who is most close to Him. To the Anbiya alayhi musallatu salam and the believers. When the munafiqeen were coming back with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after an expedition, and Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, the leader of the munafiqeen, he remarked, he said, لَإِن رَجَعْنَا إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْأَعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلُ. When we go back to Medina, then those of us who have that honor, position, authority, glory, power, we will remove these dhaleel people, these downtrodden believers, these sahaba, we'll banish them from Medina. So long story, but Allah then sent down the verse, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. To Allah alone belongs izzat, honor, glory, might, and to His Rasul and the believers. But the munafiqeen do not know this. So Allah refutes their claim. Allah throws back their folly at them. And Allah so shows us in this Quran that you want izzah, honor, glory, it is only found by Allah. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anas radiallahu anhu narrates this hadith and he says, every single day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces, Ana al-Aziz. I am the one who is a source of glory. I am full of glory and honor. It belongs to me. فَمَنْ أَرَادَ عِزَّةَ الدَّارَيْنِ. Whoever wishes the honor and glory of this world and the akhirah, فَلْيُتِعِ الْعَزِيزِ. Then he must obey Al-Aziz. He must obey me. Another narration, مَنْ كَانَ يُحِبُّ أَنْ يَكُونَ عَزِيزًا. Whoever wishes to be honorable and have respect and honor and glory, فَلْيَلْزَمْ طَاعَةَ اللَّهِ. Then he should hold and cling on to the obedience of Allah. فَإِنَّهُ مَالِكُ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Because Allah is the Malik, the owner, the possessor of dunya and akhirat. It is in His hands. وَلَهُوَ الْعِزَّةِ جَمِيعُهَا. And all glory only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what Allah is saying. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعِزَّةِ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Whoever wants honor, glory, then it is only by Allah. How does a person get this honor from Allah? One has to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One has to make Allah happy. And how does Allah become happy? Through good speech and good actions. Pure speech, pure actions. Allah says, إِلَيْهِ يَصْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُهُ. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rises, ascends, al-kalimu al-tayyib, the pure word. And mufassireen are unanimous. What is the pure word? The kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. This kalima. This is kalimatu tawheed, kalimatu taqwa, kalimatul ikhlas. This is al-kalimut tayyib which Allah talks about in the Quran. You want to become close to Allah, you want honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you got to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, firstly by what? Through pure, clean speech. إِلَيْهِ يَصْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ Allah says this kalima, La ilaha illallah, when we recite, it ascends towards Allah. وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُ And pious deeds, good actions, pure actions, it raises this kalima and makes it reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word yarfa'u, ulama and mufassireen have given various interpretations, explanations, and ulama will understand better that the ha-dhamir, or the fa'il of yarfa'u, who does it refer to? Yarfa'u, one explanation as I said now, that the good deeds, ilayhi yas'adul kalimu tayyibu wal amalu salih, it will make the good, pure words rise towards Allah. So on its own, the pure word does not reach that position, but the good deeds a person does, it makes that pure words also reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And others have said that it refers to the good words a person said, the kalima tayyiba, that will propel the amal salih towards Allah. So both meanings have been given. And the third meaning is that Allah is the one who elevates and makes the good, pure words and the good deeds come and ascend towards Him. In a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mentioned by Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, and I will give the gist of the hadith, that a person who recites tasbih, subhanallah, tahmid, alhamdulillah, takbir, la ilaha illallah, tahleel, la ilaha illallah, takbir, Allahu Akbar. Whoever reads subhanallah, alhamdulillah, whatever tasbih you are reading, this tasbih rises towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the good deeds we do, and the good things we say, the pure things that we express by means of our tongues, all this rises to Allah Rabbul Izzat. The angels on our shoulder, they write all this. But then these deeds actually, they go and they ascend towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is mentioned in this hadith that these good words, this tasbihat, they go up and up and they're carried by the angels. And as they go up, they have nur in it. They are full of light. And they have a humming sound. Dawiyun, kadawiyin nahli. Like the buzzing or the humming of a bee. And where is it going? The hadith says, they cling on to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They go right till the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they hold on to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, full of light and nur, and they have this sound like a buzzing of a bee, and they make mention of the person who recited these words. Whoever said subhanallah, they take the name of that person. And another hadith says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes very pleased when these actions reach Him. In fact, Allah boasts to the angels that look at my banda, what they are saying. And then the angels make istighfar on behalf of the reciter of these words. Imagine the angels making istighfar for us. They say, Allah forgive that banda. And they intercede on behalf of the person. So seven things have occurred. Just by asking subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa Allahu Akbar. How merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So in this verse we understand the importance of a pure qawl, a pure statement, the kalima, tayyiba, la ilaha illallah. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, once asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
Oh Allah, give me a zikr. So Allah says, the best zikr is La ilaha illallah. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, Ya Allah, this zikr everybody makes. I want something exclusive, special. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to him, and Allah said, Oh Musa, if the seven skies, إن السماوات سبعة والأرضين سبعة and the seven earths all together are put في كفة in one pan of a scale and the kalima لا إله إلا الله on the other side of the scale مالت إليهن the seven earths and seven skies no matter how powerful and mighty they are and huge and large they will be inclined towards the لا إله إلا الله which will outweigh the weightiness of the seven skies and the seven earth. This is kalima la ilaha illallah. Which Allah has bestowed upon us. Allah has given us. That is why Rasulullah said, jaddidu imanakum bila ilaha illallah. Refreshen your iman. Every day say, read la ilaha illallah. Renew, refreshen your iman. So we understand the importance of the kalima, the value of the kalima. The value of amali saliha, of good deeds. So our deeds and our speech, they ascend, they go up, up, up towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every Monday and Thursday, as mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w., all authentic hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w., the amal of every person, it goes towards the sky, it reaches Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah instructs the angels that forgive all these people, except those two people who have enmity within themselves. Shahna. Utruku hadaini hatta yastaliha. Leave the two of them who have enmity and hatred for one another. They're quarreling, they're fighting, they're arguing, they've got a problem, they're not speaking, they have enmity, shahna, bughz, adawat. Until they don't make peace, then they're not pardoned. So this hadith also tells us about our amal being ascended towards the sky. Then, in one riwayat it is mentioned that the believers have not understood, I'm giving the gist of the hadith, they have not understood, they are ghafil actually as mentioned. They are ghafil of the month of Ramadan. The bounties of the month of Ramadan, the rewards that Ramadan has. That the amal, the good deeds done in this month, they too, they are ascending towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then one riwayat says, one hadith says, that a person who makes wudu properly, and then he performs his salah properly, فَأَتَمَّ رُكُوعَهَا وَسُجُودَهَا His ruku properly, his sajda properly, he doesn't hasten, doesn't rush, so many people, hardly even made ruku properly, hardly even stood up. Just half standing up and already gone into sajda. No, فَأَتَمَّ رُكُوعَهَا وَسُجُودَهَا The man made the ruku properly, sajda properly. The salat addresses him. حَفِذَكَ اللَّهَ كَمَا حَفِذَنِي May Allah protect you like how you protected me. And then the salah, سُعِيدَ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ It actually goes up towards the sky. And the doors of the sky open. And it reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the converse is the person did not read his salah properly. He rushed through his salah. The salah will say, may Allah destroy you how you destroyed me. And it will be thrown on his face like how a person throws a dirty rag. May Allah protect us. So, these deeds they are going up, up towards the sky. Angels have been deputed. Some riwayats have got that angels hasten, they rush to take the good deeds of the believers. There was an occasion once, a person sneezed, a sahabi sneezed and he said, Alhamdulillah. Rasulullah was in salah, sahaba performing salah. After salah he asked, who's the one who said Alhamdulillah? And this person then owned up, he said, Yasum, I said Alhamdulillah. He said, I saw 12 angels, ibtadarna, they hastened to take that alhamdulillah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these amal are taken up, and these aqwal, these pure words, and they reach a place called illiyin. In the 30th juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about illiyin. And mufassirin have given various explanations about what illiyin is. Kitabun marqum yashhaduhu al-muqarrabun. In this space which is known as illiyin, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's arsh, by Sidratul Muntaha, a very high, lofty place and position, illiyin. The good deeds of the believers and the good words, they rise and they ascend and they reach this place, and all this is filed and recorded in registers there. So those kitabun marqum, which Allah says, yashaduhu al-muqarrabun, those angels that are there, they witness these files and registers and these good deeds of the believers, and they get happy. And other mufassirin say that al-muqarrabin refers to those people who are most closest from the believers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam and others. The closer you are, obviously the better your amal is, the closer you are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they will witness these deeds of the believers coming up, and they also express their joy and happiness for this. The converse are the bad deeds of people and the evil doers. They will be in sijin, their souls will be in sijin, and the souls of the pious and muqarrabin will be in illiyin. May Allah make us be from such people whose records will be in illiyin. Allah has given us this kalima, la ilaha illallah. إليه يسعد الكلم الطيب والعمل الصالح يرفعه. In one hadith, Rasulullah asked the Sahaba, he said, is the tree that resembles a believer? Which tree is it? They gave various opinions, and I discussed this some weeks ago. Where Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he was in that company, or in that majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Abu Bakr radiallahu was there, Umar radiallahu anhuma was also there, and he knew the answer that it was a date tree. But out of respect for the elders, he did not give the answer. And after the end, he was going home, he told his father, Umar radiallahu anhu, Papa, I knew the answer. He said, oh my son, if only you gave the answer, it would have made me so happy that even having more, having possessed red camels, I would have been so happy. Nonetheless, the date tree is known for its beauty, and people admire it for its roots, which are very, very strong and very firm. It can withstand storms and hurricanes. And the date, the fruit that is produced is succulent, juicy. And everybody eats these dates. So the branches are high and lofty. The believer is this tree. Iman is his deep, the roots that are entrenched into the ground, is firm and strong. That is a la ilaha illallah, the kalima. The fruit is the amal that he is producing and she is producing. That is the thamara. This tree requires water. Now what is the water? Wahi, Quran, Quran-i-Majid. As the believer absorbs Quran, he reads Quran, he understands Quran, he practices upon Quran, then this tree will become fresh and full of life. And if such a tree is deprived of water and Quran, and the person is not reading Quran, is not understanding Quran, is not practicing on Quran, then it will become dead and dry. And when the tree becomes dry and dead, what's going to happen? Decay, it is of no use. It requires this water, and this water of Quran, ulama have said, it will remove the shahwat, the passions and egos a person has. It will help the person to curb his evil egos and passions and desires. And it will remove shubuhat and dalala, misguidance from him. He will be on haqq and hidayat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes these good deeds ascend towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives honor to such people. Allah gives izzat to the believers.
وَالَّذِينَ يَمْكُرُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَكْرُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُوَ يَبُورٌ.
But those who plot and plan against the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they reject and they make ploys and they plan against the believers and against Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then such people, Allah says, they will be in destruction. وَمَكْرُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُوَ يَبُورُ. Like in Darun Nadwa in Makkah, when Rasul started giving da'wah to the people, bring iman, recite kalima la ilaha illallah, there in Darun Nadwa, we find that the mushrikeen, the leaders, had assembled there, and what was their plan? To get rid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi. To destroy Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They made this plan and they tried to do this, but we know Allah protected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and hijrat, the entire incident we discussed previously, and Rasulullah was saved. وَمَكْرُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُوَ يَبُورُ. But what was the result of their ploys and plans that they, and the plots that they made? Allah made it such, they wanted to banish Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or they banished him, they took him out of Makkah Mukarramah. The time came in Badr where they had to leave Makkah and go fight in Badr, and all these people were destroyed, and finally they were thrown in the qalib of Badr, in the well of Badr, destroyed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these bodies that we have, the tongue that we have, the limbs, so that we recite kalima, we say la ilaha illallah with our tongues. And the different tasbihat, dhikr, tilawat of the Quran, dua. Ulama mentioned this under this verse, the tafsir of kalimut tayyib. They say kalima la ilaha illallah, tasbihat, dhikr, tilawat, dua. All these things are pure words which Allah ta'ala wants and desires from us. Wal amalu salih, good deeds. Allah wants good deeds. And as the good deeds come towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells the angels to see the person who does not do this with ikhlas, he has done this for show, then throw it back down. So what is imperative? We do all these good deeds with sincerity. Then it reaches the maqam of illiyin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us this maqam and make our amal be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, glory, honor is only found by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not look at the West. Do not look at the kuffar and mushrikeen for honor and glory. They do not possess honor and glory. Sometimes we think I'll get respect if I, in a certain circle of people, I be with them, I get honor and glory. I'm with the wealthy, I get honor and glory. I'm with people of authority and position, I get honor and glory. No. Don't be mistaken, don't be fooled, don't be beguiled. You want izzat? Seek it from Allah. And what is the way of getting that izzat from Allah? By doing good deeds that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bisadiru sharifu. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله, 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. الله 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 Allah, 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله, لا نحصي ثناء عليك, أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين, اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك, فاغفر لنا وتب علينا, فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا, أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر, لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث, يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا الله ما لغناكم ما فرما وما لخطاؤكم ما فرما. يا الله forgive us my Allah. يا الله عزت أني is with you my Allah. يا الله honor and glory is in your hands my Allah. Help us, Ya Allah, to do those things that will please You, Ya Allah. You give us honor and izzat in dunya and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for all the wrongs we have done, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have committed too many sins, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah, all the sins we committed in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, amadan, khata'an, saghira, kabira, whatever gunas we committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, we feel embarrassed, my Allah. What gunas we did, my Allah. You are ghafar al-dhunub. You are satar al-uyub. You love to forgive, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, abtur hamkama wala farma. Ya Allah, maghfiras farma. Forgive us, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. اللهم ہمارے دلوں کو مصفا مجلا مزکا بنا اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزکیها انت خیر من زکاها انت ولیها ومولاها اللہ grant all of us عافیت in our lives, عافیت in دین, عافیت in دنیا, عافیت in آخرت. اللہ give us سلامتی, حفاظت, عزت, امن, چین, سکون, راحت, protection, your معرفت, your قرب. اللہ protect us from the شر of the شرین, فتنة of the فتین, حسن of the حاسدین, ظلم of the ظالمين. Ya Allah, protect the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, O Muslim brothers and sisters in Gaza, my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg You, my Allah. We beg You, my Allah. We beg You, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah. Have pity on them, my Allah. Give them victory, my Allah. Ya Allah, make all the food reach them, my Allah. The medicine reach them, my Allah. Ya Allah, provide for them from unseen sources, my Allah. Ya Allah, the Yahudi, Allah, they keep on putting blockades, my Allah. Ya Allah, but You are most mighty, You are most powerful, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are nothing, my Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all their ploys, my Allah, make it yabur, my Allah. Wa makru ulaika huwa yabur, Ya Allah, You have said in the Quran, my Allah. Walladhina yamkuruna sayyat, Ya Allah, those who make those ploys, my Allah, for them is a severe punishment, my Allah. Ya Allah, help the Muslim, my Allah. Ya Allah, musalman ki madad farma, unko aafiyat naseeb farma, Allah unko kamyabi naseeb farma, give them victory now, my Allah. Masoom, masoom children, my Allah. They've got no hands, my Allah. They've got no legs, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have become yateem, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have a career. Ya Allah, water on their back, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no food, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have moved from plate to pools, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they don't know where to go, my Allah. They've got no homes, my Allah. It's only rubble, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask You by Your Ismi Azam, Your Asma'ul Husna, Your Sifat Al-Ula. I'm to both come sorry, Ya Allah. Forgive us for our wrongs, our evils, my Allah. My Allah, You have rahm on us, Ya Allah. Some person sincere dua and ameen, my Allah. Ya Allah, change the conditions of the Palestinians, my Allah. Of the Muslims in Gaza, especially in Palestine, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them victory now, my Allah. Ya Allah, dushman ko hala kar dijiye, my Allah. Ya Allah, jahan bhi musalman pareshan hal ho, unki pareshani dur farma. Ya Allah, give us halal, tayyib rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, grant them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. So many have passed on, my Allah. Ya Allah, even striving in Your path, they have passed away, my Allah. Ya Allah. And so lucky and fortunate that person, my Allah, who passed away in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Why is he in Salat, my Allah? In Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, he's got Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, make his maghfirat, my Allah. Give us a good mort like, Ya Allah, with Iman and mort in Madinah Sharif, buried in Jannatul Baqi, Ya Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of Qiyamah. The Holy Qutr water from his Mubarak hands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any reckoning, my Allah. Protect all of us, our parents, our grandparents, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our wives, our children, our progeny, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah. We've got so many needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, from head to toe, my Allah. We've got so many desires, Ya Allah, and hajat and needs, my Allah. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wati al-muttarreen idha da'uk. رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله فلفل أول وحاجات يا الله يا الله حاضرين غائبين سب کی دعا قبول فرما Allah protect us, Ya Allah, our family members, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, from the fitnas of Dajjal, may Allah. Make our children, our grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent hufad, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, bra'al, muqarrabin, maqbooleen. Allah grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Ya Allah, all those requested du'as, answer the jais murad also. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun, waj'alna lil muttaqin imama. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul alim. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.